but many others as well as her. Now the governor appoints a task force in the fall of 2013 to deal with this. Charlene, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel.
Give me your take on the governor's task force.
Well, it'll be an interesting dog and pony show.
And why do you label it a dog and pony show already?
Because we'll just read his proclamation, and you can tell that, you know, he's not attempting to accomplish anything. This is a show designed to calm down those who will be outraged when they receive their property tax bills this month. And people will be upset when they realize that the hundreds of millions of dollars that the state has spent on relief means absolutely nothing to their property tax bill.
Well, and trust me, this whole thing does coincide with the fact we're all about to get that December 15th present, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all about to get our property tax bill, and we're going to look at the mountains of money that the state has, and they're going to go back to people like you and say, I guess you were right.
Yeah.
And so what do you do? If you look at the makeup of this committee, it's short of one or two, it is really an insider deal.
Yeah, I'd like to know which one or two you think isn't an insider.
Well, I'm a Hal Gershman fan. I think that Hal will bring part of the discussion forward from a Grand Forks perspective of what they had to go through with their school board and other things, Charlene. But yeah, and so when I saw Hal's name on there, I thought, well, thank God, a little voice of common sense. But, you know, Dwight Cook was pushing for oil extraction tax relief before we even talked about property tax relief last time.
Yeah.
I mean, what does he bring to the table on this?
Well, you know, Senator Cook has sat on the Tax Interim Committee back in 2012, where they were studying Measure 2 property tax in general. And we testified several times in there. And I was stunned at how little Senator Cook understood about property tax. And now he's sitting on this committee. You know, same with, you know, Representative Belter. These were people who in the 2013 legislative session consistently voted against any kind of meaningful tax reform, property tax reform. And so they've already told us, you know, that they have no desire to see meaningful reform.
Charlene, you were a delegate at a Republican convention or two. I mean, you were an active Republican. You went about trying to change the process within your own party. These people that you're criticizing are from your party. There were a lot of initiatives that went forward this last session that would have had property tax relief to them. They got rolled.
Yeah.
The Max Schneiders of the world, they didn't get a thing done because they had a D behind their name. I don't see them on this committee. I mean, is it time for maybe people like you to rethink some choices you made?
Well, Joel, this has never been about partisan politics. I am always interested in the issue, regardless of which party wants to support it or, in this case, not support it. I prefer to look on what we share in common rather than emphasize our differences. And in this particular case, I think it's clear that property tax is a concern to every single person here in North Dakota, and it's time that it be addressed meaningfully. We were promised. People voted no on Measure 2 with the promise that the legislature would reform property tax in the 2013 session. We came out of the 2013 session with Senator Dalrymple and the legislative leadership boasting of how much they had given in property tax relief. Now that we know that it's a sham, that it was nothing but a shell game, now they're scrambling for another story to calm everyone down and assure them that they have a handle on the problem. Clearly, they don't have a handle on the problem. They're either unwilling or unable to address property tax.
Charlene, I have to ask you this, too, looking at the makeup of this committee. Do women pay property taxes?
Yes, but, you know, that's our place is not at the property tax table. It's in the kitchen, I suppose.
I mean, doesn't it make you mad when you look at it?
But you know what? That's North Dakota. When I go to political meetings, whether it's, you know, partisan or not, I really am surprised. You know, in a room of 50 people, there might be two or three women. And I don't know who to blame for that, but I think it is time for women to step up and have their voices heard.
I think you need to come across the aisle and look at some of the other meetings. I think you'd be surprised because I'm outnumbered at all the ones I attend. Right. What I will tell you is this, Charlene. You had the guts to bring this issue forward. You deserve the right to have a seat at that table to have part of that discussion. You can get outvoted on that committee. Yeah. But if I were appointing that committee, I sure would have looked at appointing you to that committee. Did he even reach out to you? Did he even talk to you about this?
I first learned about it from the media. So I'm like many of the state legislators who also first learned about it through the media.
Okay, what's your action item in all this? Are you and the group that you worked with before going to push another initiated measure?
What we're doing right now is we want the citizens of North Dakota to be educated. So we've already held several town hall meetings around the state. We'll be holding several more in January and February so that people can know exactly what's going on with taxes in North Dakota. Now, interestingly, the town hall meetings we've already held, we invited every single county and city commissioner, every single state legislator to attend that meeting. And so far, only two legislators, one of them, by the way, a Democrat up in Grand Forks, Elliot Glassine. Only two legislators have attended these meetings. Now, we've had dozens, close to hundreds of citizens attending, but of our elected officials, very few want to hear what's happening and what the people think about property taxes and spending in general.
Charlene, the last word goes to you on this. Your message to North Dakotans who are about to get that property tax bill in their mail is what?
Go to our website, Empower the Taxpayer, find out what's happening with your taxes, find out why taxes are going up, and then enlist. Do something to make a difference. They're not going to. All that's going to come out of this committee is the same that's come out of every single legislative session for the last 8 years. If you want change, okay, it'll be up to the citizens.
Charlene, always good to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks a lot, Joel.
You bet. Charlene Nelson. I'm not going